I'd like to ask you a question that we engaged with actually last week in our confirmation class and inquirers class. And the question is this: why did Jesus come among us? Why was Jesus sent into our midst? It's a question, I think, to ponder. I believe that Jesus came about, and there's not just one answer to that question, but I'll offer one to consider, that Jesus came into this world to bring about the kingdom. I know that's scriptural language and theological language. Came to bring about the kingdom. And what does that kingdom look like? Well, I think it looks like Jesus. You could suggest that throughout creation, God has this dream and this vision for what creation can be, and yet, as the stories tell us in the Jewish scriptures, somehow we weren't able to live into the fullness of that dream and that vision. And so what you see in the Jewish scriptures, the Old Testament sometimes referred to, is God sending people, Moses, the kings, the prophets, leaders, and it's eventually we have the Ten Commandments, these ways to live our lives, and it seems like it's the same story over and over again. We just don't seem to get it, and it's almost like God says, "Okay, I've had enough. I'm gonna send Jesus. Just watch him. I'm gonna show you what it looks like." And if you can listen to him, you'll get a taste, a flavor of this. And so Jesus came into our midst, and still wasn't really received overwhelmingly, ending up on the cross. But there were those folks who followed Jesus. There were those folks who heard something, who got a taste, a flavor of the dream and the vision that Jesus was trying to present to us. And I would suggest that dream and that vision of Jesus was to live in the midst of the world to bring about the kingdom. And this kingdom is a place where a different attitude towards the world than the rest of the world has. You know, as I mentioned, sometimes the Ten Commandments give us ways to act or not to act. But the Beatitudes give us this way of seeing this attitude towards the world, the attitude that will enable us to be who God created us to be the dream and the vision of creation. I think that's why we call them the Beatitudes, the attitudes that reveal to us who we're really meant to be. I believe that's why the church, the community of faith, the community of believers exists. Jesus gathered folks together and said, let's try to bring about this kingdom. And in many ways, that's what the church is. We're here to bring about this kingdom of God. And make no mistake about it, the church is not the kingdom. I don't think we've gotten there yet. We're still working on it. But in my life, I find the community of faith, the church, to be the greatest community of faith to bring about that kingdom. To live into that kingdom. And I believe that's what we're about, trying to bring about this kingdom of God. So I share that with you to give some sort of context or some way of entering into this gospel reading that we've just read that I think can be rather confusing. This Sunday today, every year is referred to as Good Shepherd Sunday, and yet each year there's a different gospel reading with that sense, that theme of the shepherd. And I think today's reading can be a little challenging. It even says within the gospel reading that the disciples didn't get it. And Jesus had to repeat something in a different context. And what is Jesus talking about today? Jesus is referring to, I think what John's gospel is trying to do is to show us that Jesus is this good shepherd by using this story that Jesus shares. Just a little bit of context about shepherding in the time of Jesus to help us perhaps understand this story. The time of Jesus, there wasn't any such thing as private property, per se. I mean, people who were shepherds, who had flocks, would bring their sheep to a common field for grazing. Common field. Multiple shepherds would bring their sheep in. And these fields, it's said, oftentimes had sometimes a wall or some kind of definitive border to it. It could be a pile of branches, fallen trees, rocks, whatever. But it seems that these areas for grazing had an opening to get into that area. Perhaps much like this opening in our pews, to picture that as an image. And shepherds would bring their sheep into that common grazing field to graze. And what's incredible, and I've shared this before, I mean, in other homilies in times past, that the shepherds, even to this day in the Middle East, there are areas where this is still done, where the shepherd, when they're ready to leave the grazing field, the shepherd goes in and calls out to the sheep, and the sheep know the shepherd's voice. I mean, those of you who work with animals, I don't know if it's unique to sheep, but they may hear your voice and they know. They know. And the shepherd would lead them out, as well as lead them in. When the shepherds lead him in to be fed and leading them out. Some say that the staff of a shepherd would sometimes be held at the gate, and they would hold the staff out like this and count the sheep as they went between the staff and the shepherd, just to make sure I got all my sheep here as they went out. It's one of the reasons our bishops carry a shepherd's staff, crozier, that symbol of being a shepherd. So Jesus tells this story about being the shepherd. The sheep know my voice, and marauders coming in from other places and not coming through the gate. And it says in the gospel reading that the disciples don't totally understand what he's saying. So it's almost like Jesus being a good teacher. Okay, let me try this on you. Let me try a different approach. Says, okay, I'm the shepherd. Well, I'm also the gate. I am the gate. And the gate, there's a phrase I use, the gatekeeper and the gate. It's said that in the time of this kind of grazing of sheep, that one of the shepherds oftentimes would sleep in the gate, kind of lie down where the gate is. So anybody coming in or going out, the shepherd would be aware of. And that's why Jesus refers to people who don't go in that way, but try to hop over the fence or hop over the wall as bandits and marauders and trying to get in a different way. So some will suggest that Jesus saying, I am the gate, means that Jesus is the one at that gate. But Jesus goes on to say, no, I am the gate. I am the opening into this life. It's another image. Two images in this gospel reading. I am the shepherd. I am the gate. So what is it? What is this gate to? And some will interpret this to mean that somehow the grazing field is where you become saved. That the grazing field is, you know, only through Jesus, only through this gate do you get into this place of salvation. So it's interpreted in a very definitive way. But I'd like to offer a different understanding of that. I'm not so sure that the grazing field represents the kingdom, the fullness of life, being saved. I'd like to suggest to you that grazing field represents the community of faith, the church, a gathering place. Notice that in the gospel reading today, it says not only does the shepherd leave the sheep in, but also leads the sheep out. This isn't some permanent place where you go and stay, but rather it's a place you come to and it's a place you leave. It's a place you gather again and a place you leave. And as you know, that's always been my image of what the church is. It's this place of gathering and going, gathering and going, gathering being sent forth. And I think that image, if you think of the church being about this body that is trying to bring about that kingdom, that we're not called to go off into some grazing field, but we're also called to go out into this world And I find a richness in what I've been thinking about this gospel reading this past week. This richness that in many ways we gather here. You know, those doors, that's the gate. We come into this grazing field to be nourished, to be fed, to be challenged, to find rest. And yet the shepherd also stands at the door and calls out our voice and calls us forth into the world. So this I'm referring to this being the gate here, the pews, but those back doors being really the gate to this grazing field, to this place where we are fed and nourished and mixed with many different folks. And we come together to hear our shepherd's voice lead us out into this world. It's an image that I've been trying to think about this past week and engaging with this gospel reading. And I think it has helped speak to me a bit. So I hope that we are sheep that know the sound of our shepherd's voice. At least we know the sound of it. We know what it sounds like. We know what it looks like. And heck, we do the best we can to live like that, to live into that. And we gather together to be nourished again, and we're sent forth again. And today we celebrate baptism as we welcome folks into this wondrous journey of faith. You know, welcome to the grazing field. Welcome to where the shepherd is, who calls us together and sends us out. Who calls us together to be fed and nourished and sends us forth to bring about the kingdom in this world. I think that's our job. That's our role, to live into that. To have the attitude of Jesus. To see the world as it was created to be, and go forth into the world and try to make that happen.